The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
Yeah, I know. Couple in a row from C.W. McCall. This was the anniversary of Convoy being put out in 1976. Great big song. Really got the CB movement rolling across America.
Yeah, it was a movement.
Number one song for 6 weeks. And I've met Garth Brooks and George Strait and the Judds and a bunch of people. C.W. McCall was my favorite interview.
where are you going?
Answered every question, made sure that's all I wanted to talk about. Got all done. He said, well, if you ever get down through Ouray, Colorado, I'm in the book. Look me up. I'll buy you lunch, which I should have done. But he has passed on. And then somebody had sent me a reminder about Ed Bruce. Yesterday was the anniversary of his death. And Paul and I always liked that song. There's girls, there's women, and there's ladies.
That's a good one.
Ed Bruce also wrote Mamas Don't Let Your Babies to Grow Up to Be Cowboys. But the thing about him, the tidbit in my mind that stands out about him, he wrote all these songs. Huge, one of the most successful songwriters in Nashville. And even though his wife didn't help on all of them, he put her name on each song that he wrote.
Folks, is there any doubt that Mark Wilson is feeling better now? What the hell?
And they were getting divorced. And Ed Bruce says, well, she's not entitled to this stuff. And the judge says, well, you put her name on there. So she got paid.
I always like You're the Best Break This Old Heart Ever Had. That was a good one.
He had a bunch of them.
Here we go.
Ding. Well, you did one.
No, I didn't do anything. You did. You started it.
Ding,
ding.
He had one, Sleep All Morning, I always liked. A Last Cowboy Song. He turned me on like a radio. Yeah. And early 80s, wasn't released as a single, but James Garner starred in a reboot of the TV series Maverick, and Ed Bruce sang the song for that, the TV theme, which was, I thought, pretty good. So, okay, I'm done boring you with
for
music.
For crying out loud. Oh, my gosh. It's like our trip party last night. We handed out the documents. Mark goes up there. You know, sometimes, you know, the Bulls down in Mexico, he starts with, and I knew what was coming the minute you started that. Sometimes the Bull doesn't always lose, Senor. Good Lord. Well, he's on the mend, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your tail leaf or your text from Nikki Haley last night?
I don't know. I didn't. I haven't even looked at my phone yet today. Let's see here. No, I didn't. Not last night.
Okay.
No, she's.
I'm gonna have to text her back and said, "Look, I'm holding out for Christy Noem from South Dakota."
So am I. She never comes in for an interview because if she ever comes in, she's never leaving.
It's not stalking when it's true love.
That's right. She was at the Grizz game with South Dakota the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Their state's doing great. No state income taxes, job incentives, all kinds of stuff. So,
hey, one good thing, one of the many good things that's happened under Gianforte with financial responsibility and property tax money coming back. All the Flakes Giving stuff gets mailed to my house. And you have to file every year if you are an entity like a Flakes Giving.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there's a fee. And due to the prosperity of the state of Montana, there's no fee this year.
Yeah, they waived the fees.
Yeah.
I got a card on that, too, for my place. And they waived the fees for doing it, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and here's something else to remember, too, folks. You know, you'll get another property tax rebate again this year. And I think those start... in April, I think, when you can start applying for those, but that'll be up to another $625 or something like that. So, girls, women, and ladies.
Sitting there, drinking some Diet Pepsi, taking my vitamin supplements this morning, going through stuff on Facebook.
That's great. I love that. That is typical Mark Wilson. I love that. Taking my vitamins with a Diet Pepsi this morning. God, Wilson. Yeah.
And a lady posted, and this is what she should have done. And this happens a lot because we're friends with Chris White at Albertsons. And first biggest cost is labor. Second biggest cost is theft. People just have no qualms. And it's not like they have a security guard at the door. But this lady spotted it last night. She was at the Albertsons at 5th and Central. And these two losers, carrying a baby, come walking out of the store with a grocery cart full of stuff. Nothing's in a sack. And the gal says, hey, can I see your receipt? They ran to their car and they just start throwing groceries in the car. And she got a picture of the license plate and everything else.
Well, they're in trouble then.
Yeah.
Unless it's a stolen plate.
Yeah, true. Here's what I would prefer. Now, if you're female, you're by yourself. Even if you're a guy, you're by yourself. But let's say me and Paul are at the store and we see this dude coming out. Buddy, you're not taking those groceries. Mm-mm. The Albertsons employees can't touch you. They can't do anything about it. Company policy, don't want to get in trouble. Paul and I, and like-minded good Americans, we can stop that.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody that was at that trip document party last night,
mm-hmm.
they'd probably all do the same thing.
Exactly right.
Hey, when I was at Walmart and I saw that kid reach into the Toys for Tots box and grab a toy, and I yelled at that kid,
mm-hmm.
he crapped in his pants right there.
Paul, 20 years from now, that kid will be speaking at seminars going, you know, folks, I'm a changed person.
Like that kid that drove in on my wheat 3 minutes after I had just got done seeding that section and pulled on the road, and he drove in there with his little Subaru to hunt and went back, and my gong went off. And that I think that's the maddest I've ever been. I really do. I brought John with me because I grabbed my shotgun and I was going to kill the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie saw me and yelled in the basement for John to get up here and go with Dad. You get up. He's going to kill somebody. I was so mad. I was using bad words in front of Maddie and everything. I was so mad. Sometimes it takes something like that. Never seen him back ever again.
Because he's smart.
No. Because he knows the rules now.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. Look, folks, I have privileges more than anybody else at Paul's place, and I don't drive over the wheat. I know better than that.
Mark stops on the road. Am I allowed to come in your driveway and park in front of your... Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Jeez. Well, what a cruel trick the weather's playing on us this morning. It's 32 degrees. It warmed up overnight. Just a cruel trick on all of us before it gets rough. I've been preparing the last couple days, getting things organized. And my biggest fear during bitterly, bitterly cold weather is no power.
Well, of course.
That's my biggest fear. Everything else I can handle. I can handle frozen water and burned out tank heaters and dead batteries. And that stuff's all trivial.
Right.
No power. That's the biggest problem for me. Hell, last week, my power was out for 6 hours. On a day it was 40 degrees with not a breath of wind. It went out for 6 hours. A line broke. That's my biggest fear, is no power. No power. See, you folks in Billings, your power goes out in the neighborhood, and you get your power on in an hour and 15 minutes.
Generally.
Not a problem. You live where we live. Hell, it's 2 hours before you get somebody even out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my biggest fear, is no power. Not so bad when it's, you know, 10 degrees. But when it's 30 below zero, that's a problem.
Different deal.
Yeah, that's a problem. So that's my biggest fear. I can handle anything else. I can handle 4 feet of snow. Yeah, I can. That comes with cold and blizzard conditions. Broken branches and, you know, dead batteries in your vehicle. Oh, no. Cry. Take the day off. Stuff like that doesn't bother me. The no power thing does. And the no power thing doesn't bother me in the summer.
Right.
Doesn't bother me in the summer. Yeah, it may get a little hot. If it's off for a day or two, you may have to throw out half of the groceries in your refrigerator that should have been thrown out anyway.
They were outdated before.
Exactly. I mean, that's not a problem for me. Stuff in your deep freeze, if you have a beef or anything in the summertime, that stuff will last for 2 days in that deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
but wintertime's a different story. I always had a wood stove in my house, and I took that out years ago, put a pellet stove in, and it was great, but takes power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I still had my wood stove. But I may put another one in someday just for these situations. You can warm the house up. And there's nothing, folks, there's nothing like that kind of heat. That heat is different than any other kind of heat, isn't it, Wilson?
It is.
Had one. Wilson had a fireplace insert. And, in fact, almost killed him because he burned it so much he never used his furnace. And then he turned his furnace on and his carbon monoxide detector was going crazy. So you know what he did in typical Wilson fashion. He fixed that. He took the carbon monoxide detector down so it wouldn't make that noise anymore.
Well, it quit beeping.
There you go. So if it wouldn't have been for some better get that checked advice, you wouldn't have heard that story about Ed Bruce this morning. All of that knowledge, folks, would have been gone.
That would have been a tragedy.
The joke about sometimes the bull wins last night, that would have been gone. It would all go with Wilson. But the power out, that's my biggest fear. They're getting a lot of amount of snow over there in the Snoqualmies, places like that. That's all going to be shut down. You won't be able to get through those passes over there today. They're getting walloped. Keep in mind, if you're traveling, we had a big document party last night. We talked a lot about it, and I talked a lot about it for people and how we choose the resorts and why we do what we do. And Mark and I have traveled enough, and the agencies have done enough of these that they know when you have three connections in the wintertime and not two, mm-hmm. you're going to run into problems.
Right.
And when you have between 130 and 140 people going and the flight's canceled or you missed it, it's not like they can get 140 on the next plane that leaves in 2 hours.
No.
That's why we have to do it. And same thing today. If you're traveling today or this weekend, with those storms in the Midwest and all up and down the East Coast and Southeast, a lot of planes are not going to get off the ground. A lot of planes are going to be late. And all those planes come to Montana. We're at the end of the line. That's why I got power problems. I'm the last guy. I'm one of the last guys on the end of miles and miles and miles and miles of that. So right. I'm on the end of the line. And same thing with Billings. We get the leftovers. That's why our flights come in from Salt Lake City at 11:45 in the evening. We're the last ones. Mm-hmm. Hell, the lights are already out at the airports across the rest of the country, and we're just getting our planes coming in. We're the last ones. We're the end of the line.
It's true.
Big storms hit the south, tornadoes yesterday, some strong winds, a lot of customers without power. Florida, Alabama, Georgia, better to be without power there than it will be haver on Saturday.
True.
Some of the roads were closed down, I-80, I-70, I-95 closed down. City officials in New York had to evacuate 2,000 migrants who were housed in a tent complex. By the way, that's incorrect. These are 2,000 illegal immigrants.
That's right.
Is what they are. Not migrants, illegal immigrants. AP, you dumbasses. I wonder how they like it. You want to have them run back to Mexico? Ship them up to Havre this weekend. So the weather's going to be a little rough, and but you know it. We know people that have lived here for so long. You know it comes and goes, and doesn't mean you have to like it. They've added a winter weather advisory for our neck of the woods, starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon till 3 o'clock Thursday. We have snow coming in, maybe 2 inches or so. In northeastern Yellowstone, northern Bighorn, and southwestern Yellowstone counties. 3 p.m. today, 3 p.m. tomorrow. So, wind chills of 0 to 10 below zero tonight and Thursday. The snow would do us some good before we get the bitter cold. It protects everything. It protects your yard, your trees, winter wheat out there that's out there, hay fields. Farmers know it. Insulates it, protects it. So, it would be a good thing. To get some of that. as far as driving goes. Oh, I hate it. Don't worry. When it's 10 below zero and you get snow, most of it blows across the road. It's a dry, airy stuff. It doesn't melt and stick like the stuff we had over the weekend.
Yeah, way better.
It's easy to move, so you don't have to worry about that.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Couple cool nights, though. Friday night into Saturday morning, 21 below, which means a lot of 30 belows around the area. Saturday night into Sunday, 27 below, so it's going to be even colder. So that means some areas 35 to 40 below zero. That's cold stuff, man. But at least it's over the weekend, which is good. Sunday night, 18 below, and then Monday we warm up to 9 degrees. Tuesday, we're back up in the 20s again, so we just got to get through the weekend. We just got to get through with having power. And remember, everybody in Montana should get their power first before we send it anywhere else.
100%.
You guys wanted wind turbines and all that kind of stuff and got rid of your dams over there in Portland and Washington and got rid of gas and coal, and you want all fine. You can renew your own damn energy.
That's right.
We'll take ours first. You get leftovers. Kind of like if you weren't home in time for supper, you got leftovers. That's what you get.
Like the cannibal who was late for dinner, he got the cold shoulder?
Got the cold shoulder. Yeah, folks, that's my partner again. Yep.
Jeez.
See, Melania Trump's mother died. She was a good-looking woman. Mm-hmm. Slovakia. Not too old either. I don't know what happened, but our country and standing around the world continues to get flushed down the toilet every day, every day. The terrorists picked up their attacks in the Red Sea again yesterday, attacking our brave men and women, attacking our ships, attacking ships that are moving goods and services around the world. They picked up on that again yesterday. And we last week we shot a couple canoes out of the ground, and we know where it's coming from. We know where they're funded, all those kind of things. And this loser in the White House and his whole crew, whether it's Blinken or Lloyd Austin or the rest of them, oblivious to the fact of what's going on and how America stands in the world and what should we be doing. I told you the story last week about when Iran attacked one of our ships over there in 1982 or whatever year it was, and Reagan took out half of their navy, sunk half of their entire navy.
Because that's what you have to do.
What do we do over there? Nothing. How many attacks do we need, folks? They're in the hundreds now, and they've picked up. No retribution for it. Biden's not making the calls. He's not making the calls on any of this stuff anyway. Blinken wants us to spend more of your tax dollars now on Gaza, rebuilding them. The Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles on ships in the Red Sea, forcing the United States and British navies now to shoot down these projectiles. The attack by Iran-backed Houthis. Iran. And we keep giving them billions.
Mm-hmm.
That's Obama.
Yes, it is.
That's Obama's policy. Never forget Tehran John Tester. Never forget where that money and power came from, folks. And you can pin that on John Tester. And I know, how do you do that? John Tester was the deciding vote that gave Obama the right to negotiate his own treaty with Iran. And that way, he could sidetrack Congress. No treaties could ever be passed without the approval of our Congress with a foreign nation.
Mm-hmm.
Senate and House had to approve those treaties. But they put a bill through there that would give Obama the right to work out his own treaty with terrorist nations like Iran and others and avoid the congressional hearings and the congressional process. And John Tester could have held that up. He was the swing vote. And John Tester because he knows exactly what the cheeks of Chuck Schumer's ass tastes like, gave Obama that power. Thus, I came up with the name, Tehran John.
Which is now being used in the Sheehy ads.
Everybody talks about Tehran John. And still today, folks, we are suffering from that decision. The billions, the cash that we gave Iran are all being used to kill our people. You wonder why he won't come in on this show?
Mm-hmm.
And these Houthis are backed by Iran, and we continue to send them money. The United Nations Security Council voted to condemn the actions. Well, that's going to stop it. They're going to condemn them. Oh, we don't like what you're doing. Oh, well, hell, let us just stop then. These people proclaim death to America every single day. They want to annihilate our country, and we help them. We keep helping them, and we let them go. We let them go. This pisses my mom off so much. She goes, we never did that as a country when people attacked our boys. She calls them our boys.
Mm-hmm.
Their proposal demands an immediate halt on the attacks. Or what?
Yeah.
Or what? That's another thing. The United Nations should be disbanded. That should be gone. We fund it. It's worthless. It's a joke. Done. The violence is imperiling the crucial trade route linking Asia and Middle East Europe. Then where's Europe? Where are those chickens? Where's Europe at? How come they're not funding the Ukraine? It's right on their freaking border. Where's Europe then if it's impacting their trade? It risks a retaliatory strike on Yemen. Risk it? That should have already happened.
That's right.
That place should be a sand trap by now. Send the message clear and strong. And that would be the end of it. Like Reagan did in 82. He wiped out half their navy. You can't turn the place into a sand trap because it's already a sand trap. But you can send a message.
Right.
Biden doesn't know what he's doing. He has no idea. People are making the calls. Obama's still making the calls. His people are still making the calls for him. 18 drones, cruise missiles, and an anti-ship missile were downed by our F-18s from the Dwight Eisenhower. We have some destroyers over there, other things. We have cruise missiles, folks, that can hit a target the size of home plate at Yankee Stadium from Florida, and they continue to attack us, our merchant ships, and our brave men and women, and our air bases, and we do nothing at all, except pay them. If you pay them, they might quit. Doesn't work that way. Give a kid a sucker in a restaurant when he's jumping up and down on the bench of the booth that you're sitting in, and the kid will forever keep jumping up and down on the booth of the bench you're sitting in because he knows he gets a sucker.
That's right.
Pisses me off. There has been no broad retaliatory strike yet, despite warnings from the U.S. We keep warning them. You want to hurt them? You want to hurt those guys? Expand our oil drilling. Hit them in the pocketbook where the world doesn't need oil from Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, any of those places where the world won't need it anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
we have it. Well, we're not going to do that. I don't know about you, but I'd rather die from warm temperatures than a missile up my ass from some Houthi rebel over there. And they won't stop. They're not going to stop, folks, unless something big sends a message.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not going to. And why would they? We're still giving them billions. What are they going to eat over there? What if we stopped all the food going in? What are they going to eat over there? They can't raise anything in Iran. Nothing. We could put a flotilla ship stopping all goods and services and trade going into Iran in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and why don't we?
Because.
You guys want to have a war?
Because Obama.
Yeah.
Obama is friends with Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood over there. But people don't care. People won't wake up. What matters is if we have tampons in our boys' restrooms in America. That's the biggest problem we face. We don't have them there yet. You know what they're doing in California, folks? I didn't even want to read this because I may say a bad word. Headline today, California lawmakers are considering banning tackle football for any kid under the age of 12.
Oh, my God.
Keep your paws off of my children. Whether to ban tackle football for kids under 12. Got a public hearing today. Has to clear their assembly, but their assembly's nuts. The Concussion Legacy Foundation said children who don't understand the risk should be protected from harm, and we have to do it legally. We need more safeguards. if passed, the bill would take effect in 2026. It would phase this bill in. Flag football is now gaining popularity nationwide, especially for girls. Good. Have you seen the size of them lately? We need to get back in this country to more exercise, more physical activity. Take the phone out of their hand and put a football in it, or a baseball, or a basketball, or a rake, or something, or a push lawnmower. We need to tackle obesity. Folks, let me ask you this, you dumbass people in California. What has more of an impact on our health?
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Tackle football or obesity?
True story.
Are these people brain dead? Yes, they are. Parents can choose what they want to let their kids do or don't do. That is a parental rights decision. I can't imagine a world in which we have children who don't understand the risk of doing these things for fun. That's right. Children are not supposed to have fun at young ages, folks. We have to eliminate fun for children. Let's put them in front of a bunch of drag queens and let them impress upon them their sexuality at age 8, 9, 10 instead of football. No state has banned tackle football for kids, but there have been attempts to do so.
How about if you don't want your kid to play, you don't let him?
Exactly.
How about the parents make that call?
New York, Illinois, California. California law already bans full contact practices for high school and youth football teams during the off season. So it's safe during the regular season, and it's not safe during the off season. You see how stupid these people are, Mark?
Paul, science.
That law took effect in 2021. Kids under 12 should not be forced to play flag football. Well, flag football is oriented towards leaner, faster kids. And some kids we see in tackle football may not have developed yet physically and may be a bit overweight. So that's what we do is you eliminate all the exercise for them. Tackle football in California has been declining. Participation dropped more than 18%. Well, yeah. You're losing your population in California, too. This year, it increased by 5% in California. Parents' decisions. Parents' decisions. All these things revert back to the parent decision. Schools in California, schools in these other places, can tell your child what sex they are going to be. And if you interfere, they can send in Washington, the state of Washington, they can send someone to your house and take your child. They can do that. We talked to a guy out here, fixes the elevator. He moved the hell out of there. Yeah, he said it's crazy.
Up and left the state. He said, yeah. I don't care where I'm going, but it's not going to be here.
Yeah. If your child at age 7 decides he wants to be a woman and you don't comply, they can come and take your child from you. Or if your baby girl wants to have an adidectomy at age 7, you don't comply, come take your child, folks. This is your America. This is what it's becoming. This is why we have to stop it. And that's why this John Tester thing is so important, because things are so tight. And that is a swing vote. Things are tied. We finally have a chance to have a say in the direction of America by sending someone new that can turn the tide. Mm-hmm. We finally in Montana, we have a chance to have a voice nationally. With this election, this important election.
And the Democrats know it too, and that's why they're throwing millions at the Tester campaign.
Article in the paper today. Millions on tap for the Tester campaign. Why do you have to rely on money if you can't rely on merit and substance?
Yeah.
If they knew John Tester, folks, the evidence is right there. If they knew John Tester stood for what most Montanans stand for, if he reflected their morals, their approach to life, their common sense values, they wouldn't have to put millions into John Tester. So that tells you right away, John Tester does not reflect or resemble what most of the people in Montana are like and feel like and want the direction of the country to go. So they have to put in millions. That's right. That tells you right there, this money is part of an eight-figure investment into this race for John Tester. An eight-figure. Folks, seven is single millions. Eight is tens of millions. Why? Because he does not exemplify what Montana is. That's why. Or they'd be putting those millions other places, and they know that this race is going to have an impact on America.
That's right.
And we can change it. You folks can change it. Money is funneled in through the Democratic Party, not sent directly to Tester. This is how they get away with it. Sherman Beatty and Hannah Rem of the Montana Democratic Party declined to provide the exact dollar amount. Oh, they're open in the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're hiding it. Tim Sheehy can't compete with that kind of influx of money into John Tester's campaign. His money's not coming from Montana, folks. That should tell you another thing about him. He can't win on merit. He has to win on money. And you have a chance to fix it. It's big. It's huge. Huge. But if you want to put a stop to all this, that's where it has to start. I heard Aaron and another guy down the hall talking yesterday about the presidential race and some guy yakking and, oh, we got to get this person in. We got to get folks. We can castrate whoever wins the White House if we can control the House or the Senate. They're lame ducks then. All these spending issues and things can all be taken care of then by Congress. If Joe Biden's elected president, if we control the House and the Senate, he's a lame duck. He can do his little executive order things, but he can't appropriate money. I mean, the Supreme Court already turned him down on that with a student loan deal. They can control it. That's why this Senate race is so damn important. We can control the change of America that they're pushing, the direction that they're trying to take America. We can control that if we can control the houses below them. That's why it's so important. And if we don't control those two folks, in my opinion, are far more important than the White House. Because if we don't, then whatever loser is in the White House, their directives and their direction for the country sail through with control of the House and Senate. And we cannot stop them unless there's a legality problem and it gets to the court, which they will change if they control the House and Senate. They'll add new members until they have it diluted enough to where they are complete power. That's the illegal immigration thing. Swing Texas. You can get as many of those people into Texas as you can, and they get their electoral votes. It's over for good.
Mm-hmm.
This Senate race with Tester is one of the most important things we've ever faced as a nation and as Montana. It really is. And millions, because he doesn't reflect the values of Montana. They're going to win with money over his stand and the kind of person he is. What do you think the ads try to make him into somebody he's not? For crying out loud. Did you ever see the Red Lobster ads where they show you the lobster on their plate? Have any of you ever got a lobster like that at Red Lobster, Wilson?
There are no lobsters like that at our Red Lobster.
No way. No way in hell will you ever get a lobster like that.
No.
It's the same thing with the Tester ads. You don't get that John Tester when he goes to Washington.
No.
Just like you don't get that lobster.
Try and get a hold of John Tester.
Oh, yeah. He'll go on show in town with a couple pot smokers or something, you know, and do that or some lane. But he won't go where he's going to be called out and people see through him, which is getting harder and harder to do every year, by the way.
Let alone see around
yes,
him.
But he's not going to do that. He's not going to put himself in jeopardy like that. He's going to continue to bamboozle everybody that sees his ad. He's been there 18 years. Why haven't his problems been fixed then if he's such a great person who's going to take care of it? When they had control of everything during the Obama administration, they had Senate, House, and presidency. That's where a lot of these things are coming from, the residual from that. Millions. You haven't even yet, folks, begun to feel the pain of these ads. They're going to start with millions upon millions every day on your phone, in the paper, on the radio, on television, text messages, TikTok, X, you name it, Facebook. They're going to hit you with a propaganda campaign like you have never seen before. And then when they're in, it's all back to normal. All back to the push. All back to the Marxist attack on America and to change this country for good once and for all. They want to become a one-party system, folks. No doubt it, that is. And they know it. Eliminate these threats for conservatism and pro-America people and change it. Diversity, inclusion, equity, the DIE we've seen from Harvard and Yale universities that they have thrown those people out because of that. Capitalism, hard work, strong military, good home values, strong families, ethics, all those kind of things, self-preservation, subsistent people in America, building businesses and careers, all of that. They want all of that gone. Gone. Big government, big control, and people like us were the threat to democracy. So very, very important, folks. Got to get the ground game going. Oh, there you go. University of Montana agrees to a $350,000 settlement, and they're going to improve their anti-discrimination practices in Title IX lawsuit. Title IX, that's been obliterated.
Yeah.
Where are the women out there? My sister, I'd love to get her, the Title IX thing for opportunities for women. And now women are losing their opportunities because if you're a woman with testicles, you're taking away all those opportunities that took so long to build for women when it comes to athletics. They get control, folks. They get control of that Senate and that House. That could be the end of America as we know it.
I don't disagree.
That's where the power is. They get that. If they get that, the Electoral College, gone.
Oh, yeah.
9 members of the Supreme Court, gone. All these things. That's why it's so important. And that's why they're putting all those millions into John Tester.
That's right.
He's the key.
Well, and he's vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dems know that.
Yep. You've got to pull your head out of your butt, folks, and realize what is at stake here. You enjoy your way of life, and you think John Tester is going to solidify that and enable you to do that forever? You're dreaming. He's a puppet in the big scheme of things going on in Washington, D.C., and he's an integral part of that, and we can stop it with that election. Talked to my mom the other day. She said she's decided now she wants to live long enough to vote. I said, well, that's good. She's been wanting to get back with Howard, you know.
Right.
And I said, I get it. Howard was a catch.
Yeah.
You know, so don't worry. He's not going anywhere. He'll be there. But now she said she wants to live long enough to where she can fill out her ballot. So good for you.
Okay. Well, folks, we'll get rolling. Weird Wednesday. First news coming up. 6:14.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.